They may be fine for reading, but the upright seats in coach make it hard to sleep, or to get quality sleep anyway. On a red-eye flight from São Paulo to New York a couple of weeks ago, I wandered up and down the aisles many times during the 10-hour night flight and observed with jealousy that about 80% of the passengers were zonked out. How do they do it? To me, sleeping in cramped conditions on a full coach flight is impossible. Instead, I work as long as my laptop battery lasts, watch a bad movie, then alternate fitful 10-minute snoozes with strolls down the aisle until breakfast. The next day is miserable, even without jet lag. We'll discuss that another day. Here are some tips to those who can sleep. Bring a quality neck pillow. Put in earplugs. Have a glass of wine. Take sleep medication. None work for me. I decided to turn to sleep experts. Dr. Jeffrey Ellenbogen urged me not to be jealous of people who apparently sleep on planes. They're not sleeping well. More likely, they're in shallow states of drowsiness and frequently disrupted light stages of sleep. As we get deeper and deeper into sleep, he said, our muscles become more relaxed. That means it's impossible to sleep well while sitting up because our neck muscles have to keep working. What about a neck pillow? Some work, but most are poorly constructed, he said. The ultimate solution for hopeless cases like me is to schedule flights during the day or, barring that, schedule a catch-up day for yourself upon arrival. And if both of those are impossible, head to charm school and learn how to persuade strangers to let you fall asleep on their shoulder.